Okay, so we just started the Mishnah yesterday, and we said that somebody who reads the Megillah can do it standing or sitting. Two people can read it at the same time. And then we said if they have a minute to make a bracha, then you make a bracha. If you're minute not to make the bracha, then you don't have to make the bracha. And then we started talking about laning. We said different times you lane different amount of psukim. Right? Monday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Milchim, you read three. And you're not allowed to add or do any less. No mafter. And then we said that it used to be that not everybody used to make a bracha. The first person would get up and say the first bracha, and then the last guy would say the last bracha. And that's how they used to. That's how they used to do it. So let's go zok to Gemara. Tana masha ein kein b'tayra. This is not the idea, and this is not so by Tayra. Meaning what? That we said that you can read the Megillah whether you're standing or sitting, but when you crease the Torah, you're not allowed to read the Torah while you're sitting. You gotta stand. Amarvo, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, "Ata poi amad imadi." Where do they learn about this? From the Pasuk, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, "You will stand with me." So he's saying, "You will stand." So then, obviously, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching him Torah. So that's where we know that you have to stand when you're doing crease the Torah. Amarvo, ilamali mikra kosev. If the Pasuk would not say this. This lashon, it's impossible for you to say it. Why? Because kaviyachol, what's the pasuk saying? Afakadosh baruch hu b'amida. That it sounds like that Hashem is also standing. It says v'ata poi amoid imadi. You're standing with me, meaning Hakadosh baruch hu standing. So you know that's we can't picture Hakadosh baruch hu that he's able to that he stands. You know, Hakadosh baruch hu is not a human. But anyway, that's why if the pasuk, if we're not saying like this, it would be impossible for us to say it. How do we know that the Rebbe is not supposed to be sitting on a bench or sitting on a chair, and the Talmidim are sitting on the ground? How are you not supposed to do that? That you should be standing with me, meaning the Rebbe and the Talmud have to be on the equal level. Shouldn't be that one standing and one sitting. And so, a lot of times people have the minhag that, like, if the Rebbe comes over to talk to them, they stand up also. When you're learning, the Rebbe comes over to see, what's going on, what are you learning, and they stand up. So that's, maybe it comes from here. Okay. Tanar Ban, from the time of Moshe ben Tanar Ban Gamliel, lehayu lemeidim Torah el mumet. They would only learn Torah standing up. Once Rabbi Gamliel died, then chayli, a weakness, entered into the world. And then they had to learn Torah sitting down. They weren't strong enough to learn Torah the entire day standing up. That's what we say. That Rabbi Gamliel died, it was batel kavanat Torah, because now they had to sit. So that kavanat Torah was lost. One pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about when he went up to Shemayim to learn the Torah. So one pasuk said Va'ishabar, that I'm sitting in the har. One pasuk says that I was standing in the har. So which one was it? Was he standing or was he sitting? Amrav, oimid v'loimid, he would stand and learn. Yoshev v'shayna, but when he had to review it, he would sit down and review it. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu would teach Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah. That's when he would be standing. And then when he would have to review it, he would sit down to review it. Reb Chanina Aymer Loi Aymer V'Loi Yoshev. Reb Chanina says, no, he wasn't standing or sitting. El Soicha, he was bent over. So bent over can be either sitting or standing. So at one point, Moshe Rabbeinu referred to it as standing. At one point, he referred to it as sitting. Reb Yechna Namar Ein Yeshiva El Lashon Ikva. When he says Yeshiva, it doesn't mean that he was sitting. It means it's a Lashon of delaying. He was delayed there. Like the pasuk says that they sat in Kodesh in Kodesh Yomim Rabim. So it doesn't mean that they actually sat there. It means that they were delayed there. That's where they were, hanging out. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Va'isha Bahar just means that I was delayed. Not delayed, but I was just hanging, I was there. Rava Amar Rakois Me'umin V'kashois Me'yushev. Rava says that the easier things to understand, so that you should do the standing, and the harder things to learn, that's you have to do sitting. That you could do sitting. I'm not sure if this is going back on Moshe Rabbeinu also. It could be going back on Moshe Rabbeinu. We're saying it as a general rule that the easier things you should stand for, and the harder things you should sit for. But either way, it would work to answer also the Moshe Ben. Okay. Kara echad karu shnayim yotzes. We said if one person reads or two people reads, then you're going to be yotzes. Tana. Masha ain came to Torah. You can't have that by the Torah. By Torah, only one person should be reading. Tana rabbanan, but Torah echad karei ve'echad metargim. By Torah, one person reads and one person translates. Right, you have meturgim in there that would translate. You cannot have one person reading the Torah and two people being meturgim. Even two people being meturgim is no good. So for sure, if you can't have two people being meturgim the Torah, for sure you cannot have two people reading the Torah. Ubenavi, echad kairei ushnayim meturgim. By Navi, you could have one person reading and two people being meturgim. Ubavach lo yushnayim kairei ushnayim meturgim. Provided that you do not have two people reading and two people being meturgim. So even by Navi, by the Haftarah says that you should not have two people reading it, but you could have two people doing the target. Megillah. What about Halul Megillah? Afilu Asara Kairin. Even if 10 people are reading it, takes out Asara Matargamim. So even 10 people reading it, that's okay. My time, what's the reason? Kivin the Chaviva Yavi Daitayu Vishami. Since it's so Chaviv to you, saying Halul and reading the Megillah, so it's you'll even hear 10 people. Makam shenagul levarach yivarach. So we said in the place where the minig is to make a bracha on Kriyas Megillah, so then you can make the bracha. And in the place where the minig is not, then you don't. Amar baya loy shanu el achrei. We're only talking about the bracha that we make after Kriyas Megillah. Avulafaneha, but the bracha that you make before Kriyas Megillah, mitzvah levarach. That's a mitzvah to make a bracha. Some Rishonim say here, Chayiv Levarach, not just that it's the mitzvah, but you have to make the bracha before. So you know there's three brachas that we make before. No. So those you have to make a bracha. Damrev Yehudam or Shmuel, Kol HaMitzvahs, all the mitzvahs kulon, Levarach Alen Oivel Asiyasin, all the mitzvahs you have to make a bracha before you do them. My mashma, the high Oivel Lashon HaDakdumayu, how do you know that this Lashon of Oivel, right?
Make a bracha after it.
Which
could what? Someone theoretically talk in between or not?
What, after?
No, middle. What is the whole reason we can't talk in between since it's in bracha afterwards, all continuation?
I thought, again, I'll look it up, but I thought that if the bracha is going on the entire Megillah, right, there's certain things that you have to read the entire Megillah. So if the first brachas are going on the entire Megillah, then you have to read the entire Megillah without a hafsek. That's not a thing. But it could be has something to do with the end of the bracha also. Take a look again. But remember, we had certain sheets that held, you know, you have to read the entire Megillah or read from Mishnah. But that's why I would think you can't make a hafsek. So all these brachas, so all the mitzvahs you have to make a bracha on them. Oyver lasiyasin, my mashma the high oyver lashon nagdumi. How do we know that this lashon of oyver? You know, we always know this concept of oyver lasiyasin. How do we know this lashon of oyver is a lashon of before? Amr Nachma Yitzhak Amakra, the pasuk says, Vayar Sachimas Derech HaKikar, Vayavar Sakushi, that Achimas ran Derech HaKikar, and he went in front of the Kushi. So you see, Yavar is a lashon of going, you know, in front of, before. Abai Amr Mehacha, another pasuk, Vuhu Eivir Lefneim, another pasuk which is mashed also that he went before them. Vibayis Ema, oh, that's talking about Yaakov Avinu. Vibayis Ema, another pasuk, Mehacha Vayavar Malkam Lefneim, Vashem b'roshem, that the king will pass in front of them, and Hashem will be b'roshem. So you see again, Vayavar is an avar lashon that it was before. My mavarech, what's the bracha that you make? Rav Sheshes Mekadriza Iklu L'Kamed Ravashi, Ubarach Menach. He made these three brachas: Al Mikra Megillah, which is the Mem, the Nun is Shasan Nisim, and Ches is Shehechayanu. Those are the three brachas that you make before you lay in the Megillah. La'achreha my mavarech. What about afterwards? So, oh yeah, I read this a little bit. I said the pasuk before says V'yavar Malkam Lefneim Hashem B'roshem, and then the next gemara says Lufaneha Mayim Mevarech. In front, before, what do you make a bracha? He says Menach La'achreha Mayim Mevarech. What do you make a bracha afterwards? It says like this: Baruch Atah Hashem Malkinu Melech Ha'olam Hakel Shaiwali Say Hakel Harav Es Rivenu Adonis Dineinu Vanakim Es Nek Masenu Vanifalonim Es Reinu Vamishal Gemul Cholim Vanashenu Baruch Atah Hashem Hanifal Yisrael Mikol Tzareim. That's the bracha, right? Hashem is Nekim Nekim. What? That's the bracha we say afterwards, yeah. Rav Amar, no, you say Hakel HaMashiach. You make the bracha, you don't say this whole long thing. You say Baruch Atah Hashem. I mean, you do say the whole long thing, but you don't say Anifal Yisrael. You say Hakel HaMashiach. Amr Papa Hilkach. Therefore, because we have this machlokes, what should we do? Nimrinu Trinushvayu. We say both of them. What do we say? Baruch Ata Hashem. To end off the bracha, what do we say? Baruch Ata Hashem Hanifal Yisrael Mikol Tzareim Hakel Amashiach. And that's talking the bracha that we make. Okay, B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shabbos Mincha Kayim Shloisha. So Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos and Mincha, we read three psukim. Hani Shloisha Kenegad Me. These three psukim are Kenegad who? Amar Vasi Kenegad Tari Neviim Uksuvim. These are the three psukim that we read. Is Kenegad Tari Neviim Uksuvim. Rav Amar Kenegad Kehanim Levim Yisrael. He says no, it's Kenegad the Kehanim Levim Yisrael. Elahad the Tanya Rav Simi Ein Paichasim Miyud Psukim Nebeis Hakneses Vaydar Ba'ilum Anaminyin Hanesar Kenegad Me. So now we know that you're supposed to learn ten psukim. In the shul, and Vayidabra Hashem Moshe Lemor is part of the minyan, and that's part of the ten. So what are these ten keneged? How many asar keneged me? Amir Shulman Levi keneged asar batlonim shi basic nesses. It's keneged the ten batlonim that are in the basic nesses that all they're doing all day is learning. That's keneged those ten people. Rav Yosef Amir keneged asar sadirbis shenemel Moshe Misinai. It's keneged asar sadirbis. Rav Yechon Amir keneged asar Moshe behem nirva oilam. Rav Yechon says it's keneged the ten mamaris, the ten. Ten things that Hashem said when He created the world. Hi, Ninu. Which are the ten that Hashem said? Vayomer the Bereishis, Hani Tisha. If you look at the Vayomer the Bereishis, if you look at Bereishis and you see all the Vayomers in the beginning, that's Tisha, Hani Tisha Havu. So that's only nine. Where do you get ten from? Bereishis Nami Mimer. Bereishis itself was also a Mimer of Hashem. Dechsev Bedavra Hashem Shamayim Nasu Ruach Piv Kol Tzavam. So Bereishis was also a Dibur of Hashem. Amarava Rishon Shakara Hashem Dalin Meshubach. So now you're supposed to, but you have ten psukim, and you have three people coming up to lane. So who should lane the four? Right, someone has to lane four because each person has to lane three at least. But there's ten psukim. So Rav is saying the first person, if he reads four Meshubach, that's he's Meshubach because he chapped the extra pasuk. Sheni Shakar Dal Meshubach, and if also let's say the first person didn't for whatever reason, and then the second one chapped it, he is also Meshubach. Shlishi Shakar Dal Meshubach, and also if the third person reads, he's also Meshubach. So how do we know? Rishon Shakar Dal Meshubach, that's none. B'shalish Kupay Shalish Sim Shemahem Termes Halishka. Vayikosvam Alf Beis Gimel. There's three boxes which were held the amount of three sign that were they would take donations from Klal Yisrael. And it was written on them, Aleph Beis Gimel. Leida Eza Mehem Nisra Marishon, to know which one was taken from it first. Lahak Vimenu Rishon, in order to be makir from that one first. Shemitzvah Barishon, because the mitzvah is the first one is the mitzvah. So that the first box, you should take the money from that box to go buy yourself the karbanas. Emsoi Shakara Arba Meshubach, and then also, how do we know that if the middle person, the second person, reads four, that that's also considered Meshubach? The Tanya, the Pasuk said, the Tanya, the Bible says, El Mul Pneam Naira Yoiru, that El Mul Pneam Naira, that the lights of the Menaira were facing towards the middle. Melamashim, inside the Pneam, clapping Nemaravi, Nemaravi, clapping Shechina. So, Vamar Yechim, Mekan Shem Soi Meshubach. So you see that the middle, from here you see that the middle is Meshubach because all the lights were facing towards the middle. So again here also you see that the middle is Meshubach, so if he reads four, that's also Meshubach. The Achrein, Shakara, Arba Meshubach, how do you know that if the last person lanes four Pesukim that he is Meshubach? Mishum, Mailin B'Kodesh L'Midin, because you know you're always supposed to go up in Kodesh and not Meridin. So therefore, if the first two read only three, it makes sense that the fourth one should read four because it's Mailin B'Kodesh L'Meridin. Rav Papa Iklu Bei Kanishta, Rav Papa went to a shul, the Abbe Goyver, Vekara Rishon Arba, Veshavcher Papa. So Rav Papa went to the basically, that's Avi Geiver, and he read. The first one, the first person that was called up for Aliyah, they read four psukim, and Rav Papa was Meshabeachim. Yes, so you see that again, a raya that the first person that chaps to read four psukim, Rav Papa was Meshabeachim. Okay, ain't poichsim ben mesifim. So we said in the beginning that if in the Mishnah somebody. By Monday or Thursday or Shabbos or Mincha, if you read three, you're not supposed to be poichas and not maisif. Tana, ha'paseach mevarech lefanav, ha'chais mevarech lefanav. We have a brisa that says that the first person makes the first bracha, and the last person that reads from the Torah, he makes the last bracha. But today, bizman hazeh, dekulu mevarech lefanav achra. Everybody makes a bracha before and afterwards, right? That's what we do. Hainu taima, what's the reason? The kinyan rabbanon gzeir b'shem nechmasim b'shem yoytzim. Because the rabbanon make gzeir because the people that come in and people that come in late and the people that leave early. Because if, let's say, a person leaves early, he's not going to hear the end of the bracha. He's not going to hear the last person to make a bracha. He's going to think that they don't make a bracha. And also the people that come in late, they're going to think that you don't make a bracha in the beginning when you read the Torah, right? So because of this exer, that's why you have everybody makes the bracha before and after. Rosh Chodesh and Mechalel Shamayit Karim Abbas. We said Rosh Chodesh, Mechalel Shamayit, you read four. Boy minay ula bar rav mirava. Parshas Rosh Chodesh, Ketzad. What are you supposed to do about the parsh of Rosh Chodesh? Ketzad Karim, I say. So the Pasuk says, you're supposed to read what? Tzavas minay Yisrael, Marat Lemes, Kormani Lachmi. The Havin Tami Psukim. It's eight Psukim. So Tzavas minay Yisrael, that first parsha that we learned by Rosh Chodesh, we're going to learn today, that is eight Psukim. So Heichi Navin, what are you supposed to do? Nikri Trei Tlasa Tlasa. If you have two people read three Psukim each, right, so then what are you going to do? Pashalut Trei. Then you're going to leave over two Psukim, right? It's eight Psukim long. If two people read three each, then you're left over with two. Ve'ein Mesharim Mesharim Pachas Mesharim Psukim. You're not supposed to end off a parsha when you're laning with less than two Psukim to a stop. Right? So you can't do that. Nikri Abarabah. So let's say you're going to read four at a time. So each person is going to read four Psukim. So then Pashalut Shiva, then you're going to leave over what? Seven Psukim. What's seven Psukim? Be'yoy Mashabos, which is the next parsha, Havin Trei. Right? So the first parsha that we lead is eight Psukim. The next B'yoy Mashabos is only two Psukim. In that parsha. B'rashay Chashechem, Havin Chamisha. And then the next parsha, which is B'rashay Chashechem, that's five Psukim. So Heichinava, what are you supposed to do? Nikri Trei Mehavachai Mehinach. So if you read two from Uviyoy Mashabas, and then you read one from the parsha of Rosh Chodeshim. Ein Maskim Parsha Bachas Mishloish Pesukim. You're not supposed to only read one pasuk into the next parsha. You have to read at least three. So Likri Trei Meha Utlasa Mehach. And if you're going to read two from Uviyoy Mashabas, those two pesukim, and then Uvi Rosh Chodeshim, you read three Pashalut Trei. You're going to leave over two, and then you have to get a fourth aliyah in there, right? You're supposed to have four aliyahs. So what are you supposed to do? I never heard this shaila, but I heard something similar to this shaila. There's another mishnah that talks about the mamadas. Mamadas were they divided up Klai Yisrael into 24 parts. They divided up the Kohanim into 24 different parts, and they would read when according to how they split it up, they would read the Maisa Bereishis by every day because they would bring up a carbon. Carbon Tzibur, which is the Tamid, so then they would have to have always Klal Yisrael that had to be like you, it's their carbon. So they split up Klal Yisrael in a way that, okay, today will be considered like you're going to be the ones that are standing in for Klal Yisrael when that Carbon Tzibur is being brought. So they would have to read during that time. They would read, they would fast also, and they would read the Maaseh Bereishis. So they had like this. Each day of the week, they would read a different part of Maaseh Bereishis. So the Tnan, B'yom Rishon, what would they read on the first day? Bereishis, the first parsha of Bereishis, Vehirukiah, and also the parsha of Vehirukiah. We're talking about Bereishis B'shnayim. We know that Bereishis has two psukim. Bereishis, they'd have two people would be called up. Yehirukiah ba'echad. Vavinu, but we ask a kash like this. Bishlam Yehirukiah ba'echad, the tlas of psukim yavi. Yehirukiah, that parsha of Yehirukiah is three psukim. So it makes sense. One person gets the aliyah, three psukim, fine. El Bereishis B'shnayim. But Bereishis, you're going to have two people have the aliyah. There's five psukim. So what are you supposed to do? When you read the Torah, you can't read less than three psukim. How do we answer this problem? We said like this: Rav Amar Dailig, Ushmuel Amar Paisik. So Rav says that what you should do is you should read one pasuk again, and Shmuel says that you should stop in the middle of a pasuk. So even though you leave off with only two psukim, so Rav says, no problem, you just read one of the psukim again, the pasuk from before. And Shmuel says, no, you just stop in the middle of the pasuk, and you have half the pasuk that, so at least it's like two and a half, and then two and a half. So that looks like three already. So the same thing we're going to apply to what we have over here by Rosh Chodesh, right? That's the machlek, because we know that what we do is we read the pasuk again, but there was a shita that you can just cut and stop in halfway through, and then continue the other half there. Okay, so we'll stop here. And then...